A University of Queensland academic has said that more than 65,000 Aboriginal people died in Queensland alone between 1788 and 1930 in the process of colonising Australia. Professor Raymond Evans has said that the Australian War Memorial should recognise it as a war. Sam Watson is a Brisbane-based Aboriginal community worker and activist. Sam Watson, good morning. These figures, a conservative estimate of 65,000 Aboriginal deaths in Queensland alone from white settlers. First of all, does that number surprise you?
Not at all, because right throughout my life, I've had access to elders and senior people from right across our community, and I know that they told me a great many things about the conflicts around Queensland, over in the Territory and northern New South Wales. And these are accounts that they were told as small children. So these are people who were born around the early 1900s, and they've been told first-hand accounts by their parents and grandparents. So I always regard those sources as being primary sources, and these people had an amazing recollection of what they had been told. So we knew that the figures that were presented to us through the historical records just didn't stack up with, as I said, these very important, quite critical accounts handed down to us through our own families and community.
So was it a war? Should this conflict over such a long period of time be formally recognised as a war, do you think?
Oh, absolutely, because if you look at the early records and trace the history through, our people, Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people, but particularly Aboriginal people, did regard the white newcomers as being curiosities initially, and then when these people started to disturb the environment, started to put down permanent structures and made no preparations to leave, then our people became concerned. Then these newcomers introduced different animals that had an enormous impact on our natural environment. These were animals with cloven hooves, sheep, cattle, horses, etc., and the roads and the buildings. So our people became quite alarmed because the presence of these newcomers greatly disturbed the natural pattern. So our people were not able to access their normal food sources. They're not able to access ceremonial and sacred sites, etc. So the newcomers had an enormous impact on our mob. And also there were conflicts. So when conflicts occurred, then the authorities moved in and visited very swift and quite terrible retribution upon our people, because we only had weapons of wood, spears and shields and all and all, etc. So rifles did cause enormous damage to our mob and caused great loss of life, but we didn't see this reflected in the history books.
So what do you think then about this suggestion by Professor Raymond Evans that the War Memorial in Canberra should recognise the conflict as a war? Should there be a specific memorial at the War Memorial to reflect this, or is there somewhere else, is there a different or better way that we could, as a nation, recognise the huge loss of life?
Oh, look, I think it would be most appropriate for there to be a section at the War Memorial, but also there should be sites right across Australia that should be recorded and identified as being places where these terrible crimes were committed against an innocent civilian population whose only crime was to attempt to defend their sacred lands and sacred country, because our people, Aboriginal people, really did believe and still do believe that we have a very important duty and obligation to defend our sacred places and to carry on the ceremonies and rituals that define us as Aboriginal people.
Thanks for coming on this morning. Appreciate
Thanks,
it, Sam.
Spencer.